Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 7, verse 15 through chapter 8, verse 1. Day 40 after the Big Bender, and God wakes to see he left the water on and drowned the whole mess except for one boatload of crap.
Hello and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. Connie, that was a great... What is that thing we do?
The recap.
The recap. Yes, I'm sorry. I was like, I was so stunned by it. It the word just completely escaped me. So.
I have that effect on people, but I'm not always sure it's for good reasons.
So. Try that at the bank. No, you actually gave me only five ones. You know, instead of five hundreds. You know, it was supposed to be hundreds. You're supposed to give me. So, I don't think they're buying it, though.
No.
I think we left off at 8-1, so I think we start off now with 8-2, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay, Genesis. Oh, gosh, this is starting out well. Genesis 8-2, the fountains also of the deep and of the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. There's windows in heaven. I would hate to be the cleaner on that window cleaner. I'm just saying. I know some people heights don't bother them, but damn, that would just that far up. There's not a squeegee big enough. I'm just saying.
Well, how does God watch everything we do? Do you think?
Skype, I guess. I don't know.
He's got a window, but see, it's a one way glass.
It's like a two way mirror.
Two-way mirror, yeah.
Yeah.
One-way
glass, two-way mirror, same thing.
He's sitting up there. I know what you are, and I see what you did.
I was watching. There's that great walk of thing. I've seen you masturbate. You're good. So.
The fountains of the deep is the other verse that a lot of creationists like to say. Yeah, this is where jets of water... Nephilim Free actually did a lot of videos about it, but he's got it from, I don't know, guys like Ken Ham.
Yeah.
Yeah, so supposedly these are like geysers and things.
Yeah.
Some people even think that that's what created the pockmarks on the moon.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that one where they say that all the water, when they ask, where did the excess water go? Well, it shot off the earth and it hit the moon. That's why it's all pockmarked. It's like, no. No. The pressure that would it take to make water go that fast and that far out into space? No. Otherwise, we would just see a big blob of water floating in space still.
Into the vacuum of space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now there was a quick comment here on the side on the footnotes here. It says, this happens. It says when the rain stopped, when the heavens were stopped. And the rains from heaven were restrained. It's like, yeah, this happens whenever it stops raining. So
God's shutting off the faucet.
Yeah, he's shutting the faucet off.
He left the tub running.
I hate it.
My water bill's going to be so expensive this month.
Who bills God? I'd like to know that one. It's like...
Contractors from hell.
There you go.
It's a new reality TV show on History Channel, which is no longer about history.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Genesis 8:3, and the waters returned from off the earth continually, and at the end of 150 days, the waters were abated.
That's so weird. It doesn't say how long. It still doesn't say how long the flood lasts here.
No. I think Do we add the 40 days to the 150 days?
The old saying is the 40 days and 40 nights, and here it is after the end of 150 days. I mean,
well, it's all those kids' songs. They can't be wrong.
No. Yeah. Right.
Things came down and the floods went up. Oh wait, that's the. This house on the sand.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one.
Confused. and the waters returned from the earth off the earth. That why don't you just say that the tide goes in, tide goes out.
Tide goes in, tide goes out. Can't explain that.
It's just old English here.
Yeah, it's very old English. It doesn't, and it doesn't mean much of anything anymore. I mean, the wording is so convoluted. 8-4, and the Ark rested. Arcs can rest, apparently. Oh, man, just my back. I just got to rest. No. And the Ark rested in the seventh month, and on the seventh day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat.
Actually, I think that's the 17th, but that's...
Oh, sorry, my mouse was in the way. I said... on the 17th day of the month, and the mountains of Ararat... I'm sorry. Yeah, there's that seven again. And I re-listened to that one podcast where they get the whole seven thing. It's because at the time, they could only see seven other planets or six other planets in the solar system, you know, with the naked eye. So they thought, and plus Earth, you know, that's seven. So this is where we get the whole seven thing.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, that's where we get the whole number system for the seven, you know, 7 days of the week, seven this, seven that. And that's why the seven is such a big part of the Bible, because they've seen all the other planets, and then there's the Earth, so they figure that's seven. So,
upon the mountains of Ararat.
Upon the mountains of Ararat. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go to Mountain Ararat, because it sounds like there's a lot of rats there.
There have been a lot of, maybe not tons, but there have been several very famous journeys to Ararat to find said.
Yeah, a lot of celebrities.
They're in Turkey, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, a lot of celebrities have gone out there. So, oh, you see, I've got a picture of this. It looks like a boat landed on it. It's like, no, that's just called a rock formation. This doesn't mean a boat sat there for any length of time.
No. Yeah, I would say usually the journeys, they start in Turkey, but I think that they're actually in Iran somewhere.
Yeah.
There's someplace that, you know, it's really difficult for you to get to anyway. But yeah, I remember seeing those pictures of what they thought was the broken pieces of art.
Oh, yeah. They've got scam artists running around with little pieces of wood saying, this is from Noah's Ark. And they've put flames to it and everything like that. They test it. And it's like, yeah, this is like about a week old, you know.
Oh, okay, 8-5. We're still talking about water.
Yeah, still talking about
water. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, we were the tops of mountains seen.
That still doesn't make any sense. Because apparently, these two are kind of contradictory. See, in the first one, in Genesis 4, it says the ark floated for like 7 months or so. But now it says in this one, in 8-5, it says it was for at least 10 months.
Yeah, it's 10 months until the tops of the mountains were seen. So the ark couldn't have been sitting upon the mountains of Ararat if that's the first time. If this flood indeed covered the entire world.
Right.
Which is impossible. But
absolutely, it's impossible. These two lines contradict each other, and they don't. There's
right. That doesn't make any
of course,
sense.
Of course, the Bible started off with a contradiction right away. So I'm.
We're just going from there.
We're just going from one contradiction to the next here, Connie.
Who'd have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it? God's perfect book is full of things that don't make sense. Imagine that.
Doesn't matter how many times you translate it either.
Yeah, exactly. Or how many times you try to clean up the language and make it, you know.
Yes.
What is that? Interpret it and reinterpret it and make sure it's.
The King James was the first, you know, common language, but out of Latin.
Yeah.
Translation, and they've since gone back with the NIV and the American Standard.
Yep.
And gone back supposedly to the original manuscripts.
Mm-hmm.
And
found new and figured out the translations where some of these other ones were wrong. Yeah, but we'll get into all those later on. Yeah. And 8-6. And it came to pass at the end of the day. No, I'm sorry. At the end of the day. Oh, my gosh. All right. 8-6. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. So, in all this time, all these animals have been shitting and pissing and just doing whatever these animals are supposedly do, and now he opens the window. So so all this shit has been filing up inside there. They would have been dead if he just finally just opens it up now. I mean, after 40 days. See, no, and plus it says it's 40 days, and here it was 7 months. There's more days in 7 months, or even 10 months, before than 40 days. I'm sorry, it's wrong.
I'm assuming this is, we have to make the assumption, because it's not, again, it's not clear that this is 40 days after the ark came to rest upon the top of the mountain, or are we going back to the floods, you know, the flood just happening, pardon me. And, okay, my question is, why wasn't there like a moment of spontaneous combustion, given all the gases, given the thing that has been sealed, this ship has been sealed in pitch, and you have all of the methane that built up in this ship? Why wasn't there just this like huge fireball?
Oh yeah, well, I'm would have been, if, with that much methane, they would have been dead in less than a couple of days.
Yes.
So, and especially if it's all, especially if it was all sealed up, you know, and if he opened it up, I don't know if they, I don't know if they're saying this, he opened this up after it came to rest. They sat there, so they sat there at the top of the mountain. That's what I'm reading this as. Because, just because of the order, after they have been sitting there, not moving for 40 days, since it can't move, there's no rudder, no motor, no nothing to steer it in any way. It just kind of been sitting on land for 40 days. So they've been, have all these animals still defecating on top of all these 7 months. So that's over a month and a week or so. And there, it's all the shit is still building up. That's great.
Anytime you ever see this story, the Noah's doing this while the ship is still afloat, because we're still coming to the reason he's releasing. He's opened the window here in 8-7. In 8-7, he's opened the window, and he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up. What? That's not how I remember this. And until the waters were dried up from off the earth.
Yeah, see, there's two different versions of this, but we'll get to that here in a moment. But
thank
now,
you.
Yeah, but now it says here, he sent forth the raven here. Now, it's confusing to read. You're not confused, Connie. Also, it's
okay. Thank you.
It says the clean animals go into the ark by twos. That's 6, 19, and 20, and 7, 8, and 9, and then by 7s and 7-2, the flood lasted for 40 days in 7-17. And then for 150 days in 7-24, 8, and 8-3, which we also just read, Noah sends out the raven in 8-7, which we just read. And then, well, there's the next one in the next line. He also, in 8-8, he also sent forth a dove from him to see if the water, see if the waters were abated from the face of the ground. And that's in 8-8. Why doesn't the Genesis story ever get this straight? Because there were two separate accounts that were somewhat clumsily interwoven.
Somebody just sat down and started telling a story. And you ever met somebody who can't tell a joke right? I'm kind of one of them. You know, you inadvertently tell the punchline, and then you go, "Wait, I forgot something."
Yeah.
You know, I have to go back, and so.
Oh, now it makes sense. Oh, yeah. That's why the farmer had his pitchfork up his butt. Oh, I get that now.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Now, why would he send forth a raven and then send a dove? I mean,
I'm trying to remember the apologetics on that, and I'll just be frank with you. I kind of forget. I think the raven... well, if the raven found a place to land out there, it wouldn't have come back. But evidently, they're not smart enough. The dove, I think they wanted to say that the dove is more like a carrier pigeon, and that they'll come back home.
Oh, I got
it.
I would have, if the raven is supposed to just land somewhere and not come back, that would be a perfect indication that, hey, there's land someplace. But it still wouldn't even matter, because...
could have just died flying around and not had a place to land.
Yeah.
And just fallen into the water.
Yeah, it would have worn itself out and drowned. Yeah, it couldn't find its way back.
Right, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Or even, as I was going to say, even if they, let's say the raven did find ground, there would have been no way to steer to it anyway.
Yeah, which way did they go?
It would have made this whole action here is completely pointless.
Why couldn't God have just steered the boat if he's so powerful?
Right.
He's done all this other stuff. And
you notice that God is missing from this whole thing? He's got him in the boats and everything. Where's God? God's on vacation, apparently.
Yeah. Well, he...
God's nowhere to be found.
This is his good buddy.
Yeah, his good buddy, but where you at, God?
Don't you wonder what the morale was on the boat?
What morale? They're all dead.
I mean, even with Gilligan, it was only a 3-hour cruise.
Yeah, well, and, Gilligan at least brought some comic relief. I mean, geez.
Well, I don't know. I think there should be more comic relief. Let's see if we can find some in 8-9.
Okay.
But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her unto him into the ark.
Okay, wait a minute. Aww, wait a minute.
That's so sweet.
It's so sweet. You took so. Yeah. Well, there's the main problem here is
Noah was.
Yeah. Okay. The problem here is that, this is kind of weird. I mean, if the dove found no rest, I mean, what happened to the raven? Doesn't say, just like, it's like one of those ancillary characters. It's like they come in, they deliver the mail or at the door, it's like, and they say their funny line and then they leave, and they're even though they seem to be integral to the plot somehow, they're never heard from again.
And wasn't this just like one of two, because ravens aren't considered to be a clean animal?
Yeah.
So just send away the only.
Get rid of that raven. He keeps saying, nevermore, nevermore, nevermore.
It'll never catch on. God. Oh. Yeah, and he has to pull the bird into the ark, because the bird's like, oh, hell no.
Oh, oops.
I'm just going to dance out here on the outside for a while. Don't take me back in there.
Yeah, and, don't take me back in there. I apologize for the sudden... bing bong that my iPad just bounced at me. Oops. I thought I had that sound shut off.
Yeah. Well, we'll go ahead and I see there's another footnote there, but we'll read a couple more.
Yeah, we'll get to those
verses.
Yeah, we got to get to these other verses here before we get to these footnotes. 8:10. And he stayed yet another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. Oh, so they went back inside for another 7 days. Okay, if we're telling this story the way it's seeing it now, okay, because they've said they've already seen the waters from the top of the mountains were seen, but apparently this dove couldn't see these tops of the mountains. I mean, wouldn't it just go on and land on top of these one of these mountains there?
You would think.
I would think. I mean, that would be, it's completely out of order. This line should be further down into the story. It's like, oh yeah, we sent out the dove. Oh, and he found some, and the water had apparently receded at some point and said, there's the top of the mountains now. This whole story is like you said, it's like telling a person that can't tell a joke.
I don't know. And how long does it take floodwaters to subside?
And where are they going to subside to? I mean, if the water is literally covering, let's just put this in perspective. If this is covering the entire earth, where is it subsiding to? I mean, it has to go somewhere.
Where did it come from?
Where did it come from and where did it go?
Oh, wait. That's right. That firmament thing, that bowl of moisture.
Yeah.
And we had Pangaea, and that's actually... Never mind.
Yeah.
If that's not even included in this story, it's not made clear. And, you know, it's exegesisly trying to be shoved into this stuff. This is crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. It is crazy.
So he lets out that poor dove again.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Get out of here, dove. Go find some land.
Oh, God.
You're the only thing that can fly. Wilbur and Orville Redenbacher haven't built the popcorn machine yet to make us fly. Oh, no, that's a different Orville, I think.
8:11, and the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth.
Again, does not say where. Okay, now the footnote on this says, Noah sent out the dove to see if there's any dry land, but the dove returns without finding any. Then just 7 days later, the dove goes out again and returns with an olive leaf. But how could an olive tree survive the flood? And if there are any seeds happen to survive, they wouldn't germinate and grow leaves within 7 day period. So
reasons.
Yeah, reasons. Magic. It's magic. It's magic. Where did this leaf come from? I mean, all right, let's just say for shits and giggles again that the earth is completely flooded. This dove could have saw a leaf floating, okay, and picked it up, and a branch was on it, or a branch and a leaf was on it. That doesn't necessarily mean there was dry land.
No.
That just means that this thing found garbage. It found
a
piece of garbage.
I would like to do an experiment and take a young olive tree, mm-hmm. right, and just submerge it in salt water.
Yeah.
And see, and for a month, you know, 40 days, and then take it out and see if it lives.
Yeah. And it has to produce something within 7 days.
Yeah. And now they don't specify that it's a viable leaf, but I'm assuming this leaf is.
Well, it has to be viable because it sprouted, apparently. I don't know how long does an olive leaf take to sprout. I mean, I imagine it would take a good couple of months.
I don't know the life of, and I'm curious too. Why would the dove pluck it?
Yeah,
is that what they eat?
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Why would the? Oh, apparently now this is where God steps back into the picture just a little bit and says, "Oh, I'm going to control this bird to go find some proof of land."
Noah, I hope you still have that decoder ring that I gave you at the bar when I got this idea. Sincerely, God, that's what's written on the back of the sleeve. You gotta figure out what this means now. All right. Olive leaf, olive oil, all those good times.
Yes. Right. Good times with the olives, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Where were we? 7:12?
8:12.
Okay, 8:12, yes. I'm
8-12.
Sorry. 8:12.
Chapter 8, yeah.
All right, 8:12. And he stayed yet another 7 days and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him anymore. So the dove died.
The dove said, shit on this.
Yeah, fuck this shit. I'm out of here, man.
I'm trapped in this stupid boat with all of these predators looking at me like I'm lunch. And you shove me out here to fly around the ocean. And I don't know where to fucking land. Screw you, Noah.
Screw you. I'll go find some of those mountaintops that I've already seen already. I'm going to go find myself, make myself a birdie place. Speaking of which, if he left out, it says sent forth the dove. That means the other dove, the female dove or the male dove, it doesn't matter which one, I guess, is still in the boat. So he's now got one dove on the boat and one dove free and take it off in who knows what direction. So now we shouldn't even have doves if this is right, because doves need, you know, each other to survive and to breed. I mean, they don't just pull up the pigeon Tinder and say, yeah, okay, that one's extinct, that one's gone. She was a bitch, you know. Oh, hey, there he is, you know.
Gonna play the advocate, you know, I say devil's advocate, but it's God's advocate, because when they say clean and unclean animals would be like goats and sheep mm-hmm. and cows and doves, because those were things that were used to sacrifice. But that's not even, see, that's the thing. Clean and unclean animals is not a concept that even comes up, as I understand it, until
much later,
Moses, right?
Right?
Yeah, we have all those commandments. So he probably has more than two doves. But still, this is a mated pair. I mean, do they mate for life? Did he just say, yeah, screw you. Okay, go on. You know,
well,
maybe he's already killed a couple. Maybe after flying around, those poor doves died.
Oh, that's terrible.
I don't know.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
I know. It is terrible. But, you know, God's a kind of a terrible creatures.
Noah's a dick.
No, Noah's just his bro, his bitch, you know.
Yeah.
So.
8:13.
Thank you. That's me.
Yes.
And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry.
No, it wasn't. It was mud. I mean, it came, the sixth and the 101st year, the 601st year? Are we talking? Is this like 601 year? 601.
Yeah, 601.
And the first month. So it's January.
Well,
the first day is January 1st. It's
on our,
so they're
on
saying
our
this
calendar,
is
it would be that. Yeah, I don't know what it is in the Hebrew calendar.
Yeah, I don't know what
this was before Hebrews.
Yeah. see, now this is there's another footnote in here. When did the earth actually dry?
Yeah.
On the first day of the first month and the first day of the first month, it said the waters. There's another one that we didn't get to here. 8:14. And in the second month, and on the seventh day of the 20th day of the month, the earth was dried. So we've got two different days of drying here.
I guess it depends on which calendar you're using.
I guess. It was apparently dry in the first month, and now it's on the 27th day of the second month. So he got out and got his feet all muddy and forgot what day it was, apparently.
No. I'm curious too about another thing. It says Noah removed the covering of the ark because God's the one who shut that door. That's a huge ass door. I guess I don't know how he opened that, but that's neither here nor there. I guess it's I don't think that the earth could have been dry that quick anyway. I mean, it's just 7 days. Stayed in seven more days, and so I don't know. We don't know what time it is, but we don't even know what month it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 8:15, and God spake unto Noah, saying.
Theory is there's the guy. The God's finally showed his face up again.
But he's just talking to Noah.
He's just talking to Noah.
Well, he's always just talking to Noah, if you notice.
Yeah.
He isn't talking to anybody else.
I'm thinking Noah had some psychological problems. I'm serious. I'm just saying.
Well, they might have something to do with alcohol.
Yeah. Well, we'll come to that in a few minutes, I guess. let's see here. 8:16. Go forth from the ark, and thy wife, and thy sons, and thy sons' wives with thee.
He had to tell him to do this? Once that door's open?
Yeah, I was like, oh, man, all that horse shit, the cow shit, and the rat shit. I got to get the fuck out of here. I don't want to spend any more. You have to tell me to leave? You might as well tell me to leave a fire. The house is burning down. Yeah, it's kind of warm in here, but I think I'll stay. Just see what happens. Yeah.
It's got to be better than what I just left.
Yeah.
17. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee, of all flesh, both fowl and cattle, and of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful, and multiply on the earth, upon the earth.
Oh, well, at least they're on the earth and not in the earth, like the last time it was.
I don't know. Some of them prior said.
But it does say both. It does say both of fowl. I mean, is he just talking about just those the couple of birds that he's let go and never returned? Apparently, there's no other ravens. There's only one raven now.
Why does he need to be told to let everything out?
Yeah.
No, I'm just gonna keep them all in here. This is exactly where they're gonna stay now. It's my own zoo.
It's my own little zoo.
I got really attached to some of the sheep. I won't say who. One of them I named Yahweh.
Oh, no.
had those eyes. It just spoke to me. It was my drinking buddy when I was on the boat. Mrs. Noah's like, where'd you go again?
I was at the other end of the boat.
Not to the sheep pen.
Not to the sheep pen. Right.
so we have to, and what, okay, that they, oh, that they may breed. Okay. He didn't instruct him to make them breed.
Yeah. Okay. So they may breed. Just go.
Noah's off.
What are the sheep's are finally like, my asshole hurts because Noah, and I was like, I'm just kind of like off sex for a little while. I'll just like, no, no. 8:18. And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wives and his sons' wives with him. Okay, didn't they? But God told him to leave. So why repeat this line? It's like, okay, and you're just telling us to the action he took.
Yep.
it doesn't make any sense. It's like, okay, are we just doing this? This seems like it's a director's cut on this. And it's like, yeah, okay, and we told him to go over here. Then he went over there.
This is where the narrator comes on. And so we did this thing. Yeah. As you're showing it, you're going, it's film. Just fucking show me. You don't need a narrator.
Yeah, you don't need to narrate watching. And Rick walked from one end of the room to the other. As you're watching Rick walk from one end of the room to the other. This is bad narration.
What is this, an essay? You know, end of the school essay that you're sitting there and you have to have so many words. So you're adding extra words so you get the right word count.
Yep.
This is awesome, God.
It is. It is. Unfortunately, okay. speaking of awesome, we do have to kind of leave our awesome audience of all one of them. And it's me. No, because we do have to, we're at our 30-minute mark now. But if you would like to follow the show on Twitter, we're at twitter.com/ABANW podcast. That's ABANW podcast. If you like the show and you would like to donate a couple of dollars, $10, $20, $1 billion, whatever you feel the show is worth to you, it's at patreon.com. That's patreon.com, just in case you've never heard of Patreon. That's at ABANDNW. And our Facebook page. Yes, we actually have a Facebook page. I've mentioned it a couple times already. It's on facebook.com/ABANDNW. It's word salad. We also have a blog where you can also download the show directly. That's at abandnw.wordpress.com. The show is also now up on Stitcher, Spreaker, and on iTunes. By the time you're listening to this, it's already been up for a little while now. Shh, we're recording ahead.
We're time lords.
We're time lords. We're actually in the future, so you're listening to us in the future, but it's our past. So
bigger on the inside.
It's the show is bigger on the inside than it is on the outside. And if you like the show or you would like to leave comments, questions, email, you can email us with your hate or love mail, whichever you want to do. You can send it to tatbanw, that gmail.com. That's tatbanw at gmail.com. And check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. And remember to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes for us. And don't just hit the 5-star or 4-star or whatever you want to leave us. Leave a comment that helps. That helps push us up in the rankings and does something. I don't know what it does, but it gets the more people to see the show. So
engage us.
Engage us. Engage, number one. So until next time, this has been The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.